Judging is a major controversy again at the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. The Russian Olympic team is threatening to leave the Games and boycott the next Olympics in Athens in 2004. And the South Korean team is threatening a lawsuit and a boycott of Sunday's closing ceremony. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The first judging scandal occurred early in the Games when Russian figure skaters were awarded gold medals in the pair short program. Most observers believed a Canadian pair skated better. Intense scrutiny prompted Olympic officials to award a second set of gold medals to the Canadians. Now there's new scrutiny and new questions about judging and fairness.
The gold medal should be awarded to the athlete who finishes first, not to the athlete who is considered to be a crowd favorite.
That's Ro Yoon Kang of the Korean National Olympic Committee, blasting the decision Wednesday to disqualify short track speed skater Kim Dong-sung and award the gold medal to American Apollo Ono. Ro spoke during a trio of news conferences last night, along with short track coach Jun Myung-kyu, who spoke through an interpreter.
The Korean skater did not block Ono, did not impede Ono. Ono had gesture as if he was impeded by Kim Dong-sung, and based on his gesture, I think referees made misjudgment, and that's what's wrong with it.
The Korean team appealed to the International Skating Union, which said judgment calls won't be overturned without evidence of wrongdoing. Korean officials are threatening a federal lawsuit and a boycott of the Olympic closing ceremony Sunday. That's nothing compared to the Russian threats, which include withdrawal from the Games and a boycott of the next Olympics in 2004.
Sports must be clean, judging must be honest. Stop making toys out of the athletes and the coaches.
Leonid Tygachev is president of the Russian Olympic Committee. He spoke at a chaotic news conference through an interpreter. Tygachev questioned the refereeing at a hockey game the Russians actually won, and the decision yesterday to eject one of Russia's best cross-country skiers from a relay event the Russians dominate. A blood test showed the skier had a slightly elevated level of hemoglobin. That's considered a health threat for endurance athletes, as well as a possible indicator of doping. Tygachev blamed that on menstruation and says the incident left the athlete and the team humiliated.
Hey, we're ready to leave the Olympic Village. And perhaps we would then unite the higher achievements of sports in the circle of those people who are interested in clean competition, in a clean venue, with good judges.
At the final news conference of the evening, Francois Carrard of the International Olympic Committee rejected the notion that the decision to award two sets of gold medals in pair skating opened this Pandora's box of judging protests.
The stakes are high. The emotions are high, and the tensions are high. Judgment calls are part of human nature, and the human reactions are understandable. And I think these protests are the expression of such emotions.
Still, the International Olympic Committee acted quickly, reviewing the protests with the relevant international sports federations and dashing off a letter of reassurance to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
You have to put everything also in a perspective. You have protests, you have heat, you have tensions. Let's also see what time does to all this tomorrow and after tomorrow and the days after.
But that would be after the Olympics. Today, the Russians have a men's hockey game scheduled with the United States. The winner plays in the gold medal game, which means Russian Olympic officials have a tough choice to make now. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.